Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Buffalo Fanatics YouTube channel, home of the inaugural
Buffalo
NFL
Fanatics.
Game.
What's good?
But folks, we have an absolute show for you tonight. A simulation of week one of the NFL season, the inaugural game of the 2022 season. The Buffalo Bills against the LA Rams. And folks, this is going to be an absolute spectacle. We have a full simulation in store for you tonight and an amazing halftime show by the one and only, the rock legend, ZZ Bot, who is going to melt some faces on the remote plastic electric guitar. It is going to be quite a show. And Rev's going to take his talents to the back room and get ready for this show. So now that it's just me, I'll bring on my friend, my partner in crime, Evan Harrington, who is live on the scene outside of SoFi Stadium. He's going to do a tailgate check for us to let us know how well the Bills traveled out to California and let us know how amped up they are for the 2022 NFL season. So without further ado, Ev, who's out in the parking lot, give us a status update, Ev. How well did Bills Mafia travel out to SoFi?
In the NFL, we traveled out to SoFi and, you know, we brought the fan base with us. As you can see, we got the CJ Spiller jerseys, the Andre Reed jerseys over here.
Oh,
Bills
that.
Fans are ready to rumble. They've been waiting all year to get back into action after the Chiefs lost. Let's take on the defending Super Bowl champions and knock down the LA Rams. And look, we got CJ Spiller, maybe our guy James Cook, who's rocking the number 28 as well, can represent CJ correct. Pretty well in the first game in the NFL season. And it's going to be a great game. We got Bills Mafia loud and proud.
Now, it wouldn't be Bills Mafia without some tables being broken. Has anybody been able to get the card tables into the SoFi parking lot? And have there been tables smashed to kick off this 2022 season from what you've been able to see?
Well, so a little to the northeast side of me over here, there's been a few tables smashed. I don't have them on camera because it happens so quickly. You
sure.
can't catch them sometimes. It just happens out of the corner of your eye. So there's been a few table smashes here. I mean, how can you not have a few table smashes when the NFL season is right upon us? Come on, Bills Mafia is going to be amped for any type of game, especially the home opener against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Well, I love it, Evan. We'll be checking in with you throughout the night. Evan's also going to be our rules analyst throughout the evening in case we get a spotty call or a challenge. Ev's our guy. So we appreciate Evan, and we'll talk to him in a bit. Thanks again.
All right. Evan. I'll be partying with Bills Mafia for a little bit.
Love that. Yeah, don't party too hard.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you.
Around the corner. So that is our friend Evan. Like I said, he'll be joining us throughout the broadcast. He will be doing some rules updates and analysts, similar to Mike Ferreira, I guess. But, you know, hopefully we don't get into a situation where we need him all that much, because if we do, that usually slows the game down. Now we have my partner in crime, Rev, who joins me here in the broadcast booth out in SoFi Stadium. Rev, are you excited for yet another season of NFL football?
Z-Bot, I am ecstatic about another season of NFL football. I can't wait to see what's going to happen with these two powerhouse football teams. You've got the defending Super Bowl champion, Los Angeles Rams, going up against the hot, the super hot Buffalo Bills, led by who we all know very, very well, Josh Allen, Mr. Legs himself. I want to know how he's going to do up against this kind of pressure. So I'm ready for it.
Well, with that said, we go down live to the stadium here at SoFi as Matt Stafford takes the field, trying to defend his Super Bowl championship with the LA Rams. We'll take a look at the NFL Next Gen stats. Stafford, a hell of a year, as he always has out in LA, 110.6 QBR. And he's ready to defend that title, Rev. As you know, Matt Stafford goes from Detroit to L.A., and he finally gets it done. Were you impressed with what you saw out of Matt Stafford last year?
I was extremely impressed out of Matt Stafford. You know, I mean, to do what he did in 1 year, and it makes you wonder where that was all this time. You know, I guess it was a Detroit Lions issue, but now he's in the Los Angeles Rams, just come off of a Super Bowl championship, and he is ready to go for year number two in L.A.
And speaking to somebody else who's ready to go, that, of course, is Josh Allen, like you were referring to earlier. Many think he could be the one hosting the Lombardi Trophy this year. What do you expect to see out of Josh Allen this season to help him get to that next level?
Well, I expect Josh Allen to do some of the same things that he did last year and the year before. I mean, he is a Super Bowl candidate. He is an MVP caliber quarterback. I expect nothing less out of Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
Now, I'm noticing the crowd is absolutely fired up at this game. It's so loud, and these are not the commentators. Of course, it's Rev and I. The crowd here is absolutely ballistic. They're getting ready for yet another season of NFL football, and so are we, folks. Live here on the Buffalo Fanatics YouTube channel, the crowd is cheering, the Bills are pumped up, and we are getting ready to get underway here at SoFi Stadium. Week one, night one of the 2022 NFL season. The Rams look to defend their Super Bowl championship. The Bills look to go and win their first one by the hands of Sean McDermott on the sidelines, as you can see there. And Devin Singletary on the sidelines as well, looking to get back into the swing of things this season. He really had a hell of a year towards the end of the year last year, Rev.
He had a very, very quietly good year last year, getting over 800 yards in what looked like a different type of mode of Singletary. Let's see what he can do this year.
And by the foot of Tyler Bass, the 2022 NFL season is underway as the Rams start with the football. And on trots out number nine, Matt Stafford, as we were just talking about before the game kicked off. He goes from Detroit to LA and has himself the best season you could have imagined. They get the job done. They win the Super Bowl over the Cincinnati Bengals. It's always hard to repeat, though, Rev, but if somebody can do it, it's a roster like the LA Rams.
Oh, there's no question about it. They are stocked. They are loaded from top to bottom. This Los Angeles Rams football team is not going anywhere anytime soon. The Buffalo Bills, if they want to win, they're going to have to bring their A game.
Something to notice here that is definitely a changeup for the Bills and the Rams. New addition to the Buffalo Bills lineup. Von Miller from the LA Rams is on the team as he looks to get revenge on his former team. As we're underway with the first snap here, a quick out route to, I believe, Cam Akers out of the backfield for Matt Stafford, a 2 yard gain. Second and eight, ball at the 26-yard line. This Bills defense, Rev, no joke. They come out of last season with the number one overall defense, and they're going to look to try to defend that crown again this season.
Well, they better get to it and get with it really quickly because the Rams are not going to hold anything back. They
Matt
are here
Stafford
to defend the championship.
Over the middle. And who else but Cooper Kupp, his favorite target. Cooper Kupp last year, Rev, just talk to me about what you saw to him. What a year for Cooper Kupp.
Wow. An extraordinary year for Cooper Kupp. I mean, he led the league in receiving, receptions, yards, all of that and above. Cooper Kupp, if the Bills want to get a hold on this game, they better get on him real quick, fast, in a hurry.
And we come to our first third down of the 2022 NFL season. Third and an inch is Matt Stafford under center. Right up the gut. An absolute explosive run up the middle for Cam Akers for 15 yards. Rev, the Bills front line got gashed on that third down.
They got gashed. And you know what? For all the money that Brandon Bean invested in the defensive line, they better shore up that thing really quickly before this game gets out of hand.
We'll take another look here. Right up the middle. I mean, Rev, I could have drove my tractor trailer through that thing. I could have drove the Rev the Rev Burgers food truck through that hole right there. The Rams front line making mince meat out of the Bills defensive front line early on here. First and 10, Matt Stafford under center. He's got all day to throw. A quick dump off for a few yards. Matt Stafford starts the day out 3 for 3, 13 yards. They haven't been able to touch him yet, Rev.
Not yet, and you expect more pressure to come out of the Buffalo Bills defensive line, especially with the addition of Von Miller. So I expect them to heat things up here pretty soon.
Second and 7. Bills look to have nearly the entire defensive personnel up on the line as Matt Stafford hands the ball off and yet another gaping run. Cam Akers, 2 rushes, 20 yards. Can't start out much better than that, Rev.
No, absolutely not. But it looks like Ed Oliver got in on that tackle. So let's hopefully the defensive line can get themselves together here real quick.
And Ed Oliver is somebody I know that you're really high on this season. What about him do you like that coming into this year that you think makes him have a breakout season?
Well, Ed Oliver, to me, is a Brahma bull. He is quick off the ball, off the snap, and I think that he's going to have a phenomenal year, especially with the additions across the defensive line. And we got pressure coming up against Matthew Stafford that looked like Mario Addison.
Indeed, I think it was Mario Addison. Finally, Bills get some pressure on Matt Stafford, and what looked like a promising drive for the Rams stalls out. And it's 4th and 2, and it looks like the Rams will have to punt, giving Josh Allen, the MVP favorite this season, his first opportunity to take over the ball. Hold on a second. Pause. They're going to kick a field goal from the parking lot. From midfield, the field goal is
There's
up.
There's no way.
And good God almighty, that was the worst field goal attempt I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know what Sean McVay was thinking. But, you know, he's been questionable with some of these decisions here lately, and it seems to me that he made another very questionable decision to kick it on 4th and 2.
We have a fan chiming in, the Honorable Jeff King, the GOAT. Jeff King coming in with the super chat. He's saying, great job, gentlemen. Love it. Definitely got to hook you up with my tailor. LOL. Oh, the tailor. Yeah, well, as you can see, Jeff King, our stylist here at the Buffalo Fanatics YouTube channel, was out of town. So me and Rev, you know, we had to take what we could get out of the closet to get things done. But, Jeff King, we appreciate you.
Absolutely, Jeff King. We have to do what we have to do. But now the Buffalo Bills have extraordinary field position here as it looks like they are at the 50-yard line. Let's see
Bills
what Josh
get
Allen's
underway, 50-yard line. Josh Allen under center, play action. And that ball was going nowhere near the receiver. He had a guy wide open, and he had time. But the Bills start off their first possession of the year 0-for-1.
And Rob, I'm not sure about
position like this. You got to think of Bills offense. Nobody better equipped to take advantage of it than the Bills.
Oh, absolutely. Josh Allen is he is the man, and I expect him to get down the field really quickly here as we look at 2nd and 10.
Shotgun, Josh Allen. He's got time. He'll scramble to the far side. He throws, and it's picked off. Josh Allen, his second throw of the season, and it's picked off.
Oh my goodness. Well, it looks like I spoke too soon, Bot.
Man, not the start Bills Mafia was hoping on a Josh Allen. His second throw of the year is picked off, intended for Gabe Davis, but nowhere near him.
That is something that he does not want to do. It looks like he crossed his body on that pass and right into the hands of the waiting defender.
I got to tell you, Rev, I am awfully confused about that ball. He had time. Gabe Davis was covered. If anything, it looked like Josh Allen had a lane up the middle to run through. Instead, he forces the ball only on his second attempt of the day. And just like that, the Rams with the ball back.
Well, it looks like Josh Allen has some nerves that he has to work out. But they better hurry up and get it out the way quickly because they're not going to get too many of those opportunities again in this game.
Well, just like that, the Rams with the ball again. Like I said, they did have a promising start to their game, but didn't get any points out of it. We'll see if they can here. Stafford all day. He's got a man. And that is a fat chunk of yards once again. Matt Stafford humming early on here. First down Rams.
Wide open. You can't leave guys wide open like that. I'm not sure what the defense is doing, but they better get their minds on really quickly.
Outside of one snap so far, Rev, the Bills on defense have not been able to touch Matt Stafford, and the secondary has been nowhere near the Rams wide receivers.
They have not, but hopefully, you know, things change quickly, but they better get it under wraps really quickly. I'm not too sure what they're going to do. Looks like we've got a blitz package maybe coming off the edge here. Let's see.
Stafford hands to Akers, and finally up the middle.
There we go.
Stop. Tremaine Edmonds.
There we go.
The stop, and that's somebody, Rev, that I know you're looking to have a big year as well as that Oliver, but Tremaine Edmonds doing something that a lot of people criticize him for, getting a stop right off the line of scrimmage.
Well, Tremaine Edmonds, as we know, he just got he got his fifth-year option paid, but he needs to make some decisions here and have a great year if he wants to get that big payday.
Second and 8, Stafford hands the ball off once again, and yet another stuff at the line. I believe that was Matt Milano on the tackle. Milano. And finally, the Bills are getting some pressure on this rush.
There we go. The Bills need to play this game aggressively, very aggressively. No need to sit back and wait. Come at the Rams as if you deserve and belong in this game.
3rd and 7, ball on the 37-yard line. They should be in field goal position if they don't do much here. A handoff on 3rd and 7, caught the Bills off guard, and that's a first down. Rev, inexcusable, a 3rd and 7 first down rush for the LA Rams.
You cannot do that, but you have to expect any and everything to happen by a Sean McVay-led offense. The Bills, it looks like they whiffed on that tackle, but they caught themselves completely off guard there.
The one thing I can't help but notice early on here is these gaping holes, Rev. That's the 3rd or 4th time already this first quarter that the Rams have just ran right up the middle for a hell of a lot of yards, and especially on 3rd down, it's inexcusable. But 1st and 10, nonetheless, Matt Stafford under center. He throws, and it's incomplete. Looks like it was intended for Odell Beckham Jr., who apparently re-signed with the Rams before this game kicked off.
Yeah, he must have, and it looks like his knee is 100%.
It is 100%. Most thought he wouldn't play until week 6, but here's OBJ out on the field. But a drop for OBJ, a rare one, and it's 2nd and 10 for these LA Rams. You got to think points are inevitable here unless the Bills can get a turnover.
Yeah, the Bills need to make a stop here. If they can stop them to 3, that will be good considering the turnover.
Stafford with the snap. He hands it off. Missed tackle for Cam Akers, and he's still moving. He's stopped around the 26.
See, and another missed tackle.
The team as well, yeah.
Another missed tackle right off the edge. The Buffalo Bills looks like their technique is flawed right now. I don't know what they did in the offseason, but they better get it together right now.
If you're a Bills fan, the last thing you want to see is Micah Hyde having 2 tackles this early into the game. Stafford, snap. All day once again, he looks. He's under pressure, and he's hit. Great pressure finally for the Bills causes the misfire. Mario Addison again on the pressure ref.
There we go. That's exactly what this Buffalo Bills defense needs. They need to get pressure on Matt Stafford. They cannot allow these receivers to get into the routes. Get pressure on them quick.
I would go to our rules expert right now, but there's not enough time. But it looked to me like that could have been a penalty in this day and age. But 4th down is what we were faced with. And we'll see if the Rams can avenge their brutal kick from the last possession. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Rams put on the first points of the 2022 NFL season. 3-0 Rams. I got to tell you, Rev, I got to consider the Bills lucky to have only held the Rams to 3 there after that poor start on both offense and defense.
That's exactly what I was going to say, but that they came out extremely lucky. That's exactly what the defense needed to do, is to make a stop, even if they only gave up 3 points. That's the best they could have done. And let's see if Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills have gotten some of those nerves out of the way, so that way they can put points up on this board before this game gets out of hand.
We talked a lot this offseason, Rev, about the pressure that the Bills and, more importantly, Josh Allen could be facing this season with so much expectation on their shoulders. Clearly not off to a great start on offense. Josh Allen with his 2nd attempt here with this Bills offense to get things going. Do you think personally the pressure is something that is felt amongst this crew?
Absolutely. I was just about to mention that, because I was wondering, who do you think is feeling the most pressure, the defending Super Bowl champion Rams or the Buffalo Bills, who have gotten extremely a large amount of hype this offseason? But it looks like the Rams are cool, calm, and collected, but the Buffalo Bills are the ones who are feeling the pressure of this game as they are backed up inside their own 15-yard line.
Allen will start under center. He's at the 13-yard line. Hand off to Singletary, who gets a bit of yardage, but is stopped up quite quickly. 2nd and 8 at the 15. Thought we would see some different run schemes this year, Rev, with the departure of Brian Daboll Ken Dorsey now at the OC, but it looks to me like the same old first down run up the gut that we hate to see as Bills fans.
Exactly. I was hoping to see some type of creativity in the run game. Hopefully they make some changes, but let's not have a repeat of Brian Daboll's running scheme.
Allen has time, surveys the field. He runs, he throws, finally gets a reception, and the first down of the game goes to the Bills. And
it looks like that was Jamison Crowder, was it? Oh, no, it was O.J. Howard.
The newest addition to the Bills tight end room, it is O.J. Howard. Welcome to the Bills, O.J. Howard. He gets the Bills' first completion of the season and their first down. Just under 30 seconds remain here in the first quarter, and the Bills finally start to get something going here on offense. Shockingly, once again, Rev, Josh Allen under center. Plenty of that to start, but he'll throw this time outside. And once again, O.J. Howard for a minimal gain.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about the play selection they've got going on right here. They need to push the ball down the field. Going under center jumbo packages are not something that the Buffalo Bills need to do right now in this game. They need to get points on the board quickly.
8 seconds left in the first quarter. A rough start, I would argue, for both teams. But the Bills especially have not looked sharp to kick this game off. Clock winds down. We'll see if the Bills can get one more off, and they won't, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 3-0 is our score here at SoFi. Rams lead. And we were hoping for fireworks tonight, Rev. We have not gotten that. We'll see if it winds up developing as the game goes on, but a slow start here at SoFi. Plenty of time left, of course, but we're talking about two of the most electrifying teams in the league here, Rep.
Absolutely. I expect this game to get heated up here pretty soon. There's no way I can see Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills continuing to sputter around on offense like they had the first quarter.
Allen under center from the 24, second and 9. He throws, has a man, and it's caught. Allen finally finding some rhythm here. All three of his completions have gone to O.J. Howard, who has 15 yards. Not quite sure what the strategy here is so far, Rev, but every ball has gone towards O.J. Howard.
Well, I mean, it could be the fact that they're not paying him much attention. But I think O.J. Howard is a fantastic addition to this Buffalo Bills offense, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
Crowd is loud, but it does inevitably affect Josh Allen, so it seemed, nowhere near his intended target. And Rev, Allen looks shaky, to say the least, to start this game off.
He really does. I'm not too sure what's going on, but somebody on the sideline needs to get in his ear, get in his head, do whatever is required to get him back to form.
Fourth down comes up once again for the Bills. First punt of his career for the punt god. And he boots that thing all the way down to the 20.
Excellent coverage right there by the Bills punt defensive coverage team. And I like what I'm seeing so far. First punt out of the punt god, Matt Araiza. He booted that ball all the way back, it looks like, to the 20-yard line.
We would like to apologize. I hear that there is a bit of lag. We, of course, are a up-and-coming company who is broadcasting the NFL. They're letting any streaming service do the NFL this year, Rev, and of course they gave the rights to us. I am streaming this from my PlayStation 5 that's at home, that is streaming to another location that is streaming to you. So we do apologize if it's a bit laggy, but hey, it's football and we're here for it. Matt Stafford, first down, and another first down will be granted to them off the hands of Matt Stafford to Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp, once again, Rev, his favorite target, gets him down the field.
As we expect, I mean, when you lead the league in receptions and receiving yards, you need to have attention. The Buffalo Bills need to put some additional men on Cooper Kupp before he just has a whale of a game.
The Rams have had a theme thus far early where they get the beginning of their series going well, and then they stall out. We'll see if they can keep it going. A flick pass to Cooper Kupp right in front of Stafford that goes for few yards. But as you can see early on here, Rev, they're trying to get Cooper Kupp involved as much as they can.
Well, as they should. I mean, he's their number one wide receiver. That's what you're supposed to do when you have an elite-level wide receiver like that. Get him the ball fast. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Stafford in the gun. Second and 7, just over 5 left in the half. Stafford's got time. He'll go deep. He launches it all the way down the field. It's caught. Oh, my mistake. It's not caught. Close, though.
That was a close one. Touchdown. That was a close one. I don't know about anybody else at home, but that was one of those clinchers, one of those booty clinchers, if you will.
Booty clincher is exactly the right phrase to describe that. It looked like the ball came down in the hands of the receiver, but it was knocked loose. And that brings up 3rd and 7 for the Rams. They'll hand the ball off and it goes nowhere.
There you go. There you go.
And the Bills finally anticipated the run on 3rd down, Rev. They got burnt on it the last time. They stop it this time. Tremaine Edmonds on the tackle.
Tremaine Edmonds, again, he is doing what he has to do to make that money. And I expect Tremaine Edmonds to do exactly what he's doing so far. Exceptional game so far from Tremaine Edmonds.
And these teams continue to trade punts as the Bills will once again get another opportunity on offense here before the half comes to a close. Snaps good, kicks good, and it's up. I believe it's Isaiah McKenzie in the backfield fielding it. He won't get to it, and the ball goes into the end zone. Bills will start at the 20-yard line. What do you need to see out of Josh Allen right now, Rev, in order to get his juices going? It's been colder than hell so far.
I just want to see some consistency. Ken Dorsey needs to dial up some plays to get Josh Allen in the groove of things. We are already in the second quarter. Get this offense moving to get Josh Allen back in the groove.
They have 4.5 to work with before we go to halftime. We'd like to remind you at halftime, we have an excellent show ready for you. ZZ Bot, the rock legend, he'll be taking over the guitar and shredding a lick or two for you folks at halftime before we get back to football. But in the meantime, Josh Allen, snap, handoff. Devin Singletary, and he's roughed up right at the line for no gain.
Well, it looks like there is some room along the edges. Maybe the Buffalo Bills need to exploit the edge of the Los Angeles Rams defense if they're going to try to run the ball. Definitely do not go up the gut.
The Bills' play calling thus far has been very predictable. Every first down they've had for the most part has been a run that hasn't gone really anywhere. But here's Josh Allen, 2nd down. He'll hand it off again. And once again, Devin Singletary, nowhere to go, Rev.
And it looks like that was that man, Aaron Donald, on the stop.
Rams fans fired up. You got to think there's some of them are falling asleep up in those stands, though, thus far. They came for fireworks, and they're watching whatever the hell this is. This is not what we expected to kick the season off, Rev.
This is absolutely not what we expected to see. But, you know, the good thing is the Buffalo Bills are still in this game. As poorly as they've been playing, they're still only down by 3.
3rd and 9. Allen, he's got all day. He'll run up the middle. He's got space. Allen, what is Allen doing sliding in front of the first down? That is not in the character of Josh Allen, Rev.
That is Kyle Orton-esque. We do not need to see another Kyle Orton slide short of the first down.
Josh Allen has built his career on plays like that, yet he takes a slide an inch in front of the first down. Unbelievable. So far, this game has been mind-numbing if you're a Bills fan.
I have no idea what Josh Allen was thinking. No clue.
I know somewhere right now, my dad, Rico, Pierre, the whole crew, they're at home throwing things against the wall after seeing that play. Finally, a chunk of yards for the Bills, and it does not result in a first down. Usually, Allen lowers his shoulder and gets that, Rev. Shocking to see him go down for the slide.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't hop over the defender.
No kidding. Hurdle, hit, anything but slide. Rams look to add to their lead. 2 minutes, 55 seconds before the half. Throws caught. 1st down.
Looks like that was OBJ again.
That was OBJ, correct. Like you said, he is recovered from his injury and re-signed with the Rams, apparently. 1st down for the Rams. This continuing theme, though, Rev, where the Rams get a good start and then they stall out, they continue to do well first few plays of the series.
Yeah, and you know what? The defense is really showing up here, but it makes me wonder how much longer they can hold the Rams to only 3 points with the offense continuing to give the ball up down after down.
The way the Bills' offense is playing, three points might do it at this point. They have not been able to move the ball. 2-minute warning around the corner, and the Rams won't get a snap off. 0-3 with 2 minutes remaining in the first half. I think the over-under for this game, Rev, was 55.5. Whoever had the over tonight is not going to get paid. I promise
you. They are not in a good mood right about now. I can guarantee you that.
2nd and 8. Matt Stafford in the gun. has time, surveys the field, throws over the middle. He's got his man. Who else? Cooper Kupp down to the 40-yard line.
He has absolutely all day in the pocket to throw this ball. He's looking and waiting 5 seconds in the pocket before anybody comes even remotely close to him. I don't know what's happening with this Buffalo Bills pass rush.
And, oh, folks, you hate to see this. Ed Oliver banged up on the play when you thought things couldn't get worse for the Bills today. Ed Oliver hurt on the play, and he's out on the sideline getting checked out.
Well, knock on wood, Bills fans, that Ed Oliver is okay and that he comes back to this game soon, because they cannot afford to lose him for any length of time.
One name we haven't mentioned thus far, Rev, is Von Miller. I have yet to see him get in on any tackling today.
He has been pretty quiet so far. I don't know if he's waiting for something, but he needs to get on the ball right now. The Bills need some pressure, a turnover or something.
Stafford over the middle, incomplete. Looked like he had room to maneuver after a catch there. Ball dropped, and that brings up second and 10.
Yeah, he definitely had room. And you know, the Bills, they're playing this soft coverage here with absolutely no pressure, and the Rams are taking advantage of it.
Minute 49, Matt Stafford at midfield. He's got all day. Once again, he looks. Pressure is getting to him, and he goes down.
There we go. Greg Russo, a.k.a. Groot, finally comes through with the pressure needed, and he gets Matt Stafford down. But those 6'7" long arms finally came into good use. What are you expecting out of the second-year pro, Greg Russo?
Greg Russo made dessert out of that offense. I think that was Andrew Whitworth, I believe, who is now retired, but apparently decided to come out of retirement for the first game of the season. Got destroyed by Greg Russo. Absolutely. Matt Stafford goes down. Third and a mile. Stafford gets some of it back, but not all, and that'll bring up fourth down for the Rams.
That is a very good defensive stop by the Buffalo Bills defense. That's exactly what they needed. They could not afford to give any points up, and they are continuing to be the team, or they're continuing to put this game on their shoulders for the Buffalo Bills. Hopefully the offense can get their acts together.
Just over a minute left in the half. The Bills, rather, use their first timeout of the game. So you have to think Sean McDermott is going to try at least to put an offensive possession together before the half ends here. The Rams will try a field goal, a deep one yet again. The Bills call a timeout, but the clock's running. But I guess that's Madden for you. The snap, the hold, the kick, it's up. And once again, I mean, good God, do they have the thigh god out there kicking field goals for the Rams? I mean, this is brutal.
I don't know. I have no idea. This is one of those weird decisions again by Sean McVay. He is 0-for-2 again in this game, and I don't know what he's thinking, but he's giving the Buffalo Bills exceptional field position. Let's see if Josh Allen and this offense can take advantage of it. They are right there. All it takes is one touchdown, and they have the lead, surprisingly.
30-second drill indeed, says the Buffalo Fanatics. And we've seen Allen do that plenty of times before in his career. I can't think of a better time to pull one out of the hat than right now. The Bills have done nothing on offense. But with 28 seconds remaining here in the first half, any spark right now would be massive for Buffalo. Ball at the 48-yard line. Allen under center. Here's the snap. Allen looking. He rolls out. He's got room. He runs. Allen up the field to the 40. 35-30. 25-yard line before he's tossed out of bounds. Josh Allen.
This is the Josh Allen we have been waiting for. Take advantage of what the defense has given you. You have exceptional legs, great thighs, and you can run like a deer.
Josh Allen, the man that we know can pull plays off like that. We haven't seen it thus far in this game, but when they needed it the most here in the first half, he delivers for a massive gain. As you can see here on the replay, all day to maneuver and run. He finds that gap all the way up the sideline, heady enough to get out of bounds. And with 20 seconds left, the Bills have the best opportunity of the day so far for themselves to put points on the board.
Absolutely. And I'm looking for Stephon Diggs here.
Diggs is yet to get even a target yet in this game. Ball at the 23. Allen out of the gun, takes the snap. He's got room. He rolls, and Allen will
don't take a sack. That is exactly what you did not need to happen.
Brutal, brutal moment to take a snap for Josh Allen off that terrific run, and the Bills will use their second timeout of the half. 10 seconds left. Like you said, Rev, you just can't take a sack there in that situation.
You can't do that. I don't know what you, we expect so much more out of Josh Allen. I don't know what he was thinking there. Get the ball out of your hands. Do not take a sack.
Now only with 10 seconds remaining, one timeout left, and it's second and 18. The Bills got to get going quick. Allen out of the gun. He'll look. He runs. He's got room. Allen up. He's up to the – oh, and he slides in bounds. I believe he's trying to just save time there, I believe, which is not a bad idea. Yeah, they have 4 seconds and they can get a field goal off.
Hey, well, it looks like they're going for it. It looks like that they're throwing caution to the wind with 4 seconds left in the game. It looks like they're trying to go for the end zone to at least come out of this thing with a touchdown.
See, Madden is terrific at making it look like that, and then they send Tyler Bass out onto the field. Crowd is loud, but will it affect Tyler Bass? The kick is up, and the kick is good.
It's good.
Through the wickets for Tyler Bass, and we're knotted up.
What a disastrous look. What a disastrous display of offense from the Buffalo Bills, a team that we expected so much out of, and yet and still the score is tied up 3-3.
Sean McDermott's going up to the ref saying, please help us out here. We are having trouble today. Can you trip somebody? Can you throw a personal follow on Aaron Donald? I mean, something to get these boys going. 1 second left. This kick will surely end the half unless it goes out of the back of the end zone.
Well, you know what it looks like? It looks like the most exciting thing that's about to come out of this game is the halftime show.
I got to tell you what, Rev, I think you're dead on there. There's the kick, and it will be need, so the Rams will take one more snap here before we send it to ZZ Bod, who is getting his guitar tuned up. He's ready for the halftime show of the ages. And like Rev said, these folks came for a show. They haven't got it thus far, but hopefully ZZ Bod on the guitar will deliver.
Oh, ZZ Bod is most definitely going to deliver. I love this guy. I'm a huge fan, stan, fanboy, whatever you want to call
it. I know you are.
ZZ Bod.
He tells me he sees you in the front row often at his shows. So.
Oh, well, yeah, no doubt. I'm right there.
3-3 is our score, folks, as we head into halftime here, and we'll see you on the other end of the break. Until now, enjoy the musical stylings of ZZ Bod, who will be shredding the guitar for you folks. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we will have that amazing halftime show for you, and then we'll be back with more NFL football after this. One moment, please. ZZ Bod is in the back room getting ready for his big show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hear the crowd. Holy crap. Look at this crowd. It's massive. They're going nuts. They can't wait to hear him. Folks, thank you so much for coming out tonight. The name's ZZ Bot. It's so good to be here with you this evening. Going to be playing a tune or two for you at halftime. We hope you are enjoying the game so far. How you could be, I have no idea, but that's why they hired me. And tonight, we're going to be playing some smooth rock for you folks at home and, of course, here at SoFi Stadium. So without further ado, my name is ZZ Bot, and like I should preface off the bat here, ever since being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I have been a bit rusty. I haven't toured. They were gracious enough to give me the halftime spot here during the NFL kickoff, so I had to say yes. But of course, if it goes awry a little bit, it's because I'm a bit rusty, but I'm going to do my best for you, and I'm going to play you a little bit of rock here, so I hope you enjoy. Just let me get my guitar tuned up a little bit here. I can't tell if I'm a hardcore rocker or a soft rocker, but I have a little bit of a soft voice going on right now. But let's rock out, baby. This is City on Flame with Rock and Roll by the Blue Oyster Cult. Told you I'm a bit rusty. Doing tonight, LA. Bill's Mafia. You know the verse. Sing it now. Come on now. Let the girl, let that girl rock and roll. City's on flame now. With rock and roll. What up, LA? Come on, LA. Football is back, baby. Oh, my God. Come on, I had that. Oh, here we go. It gets a little crazy here. Stand up, LA. Thank you. thank you, LA. Thank you so much. Shout out Bills Mafia. Shout out Buffalo Fanatics. It's good to be back up on the stage with y'all. Oh, it felt so good to be back. Looking into the comments here, and I am just blown away with all the love. It is amazing. Now, Jeff King wants to know, how the F do you know this isn't this tune? Oh, well, Jeff, this is easy, but I wrote the tune, baby. I wrote the tune. Now, with the game loading up, the game is still in halftime. I'm going to play one more song for you. And now the reason I'm going to play this one is because these guys are coming to town. They're coming to Buffalo at the end of August, and I'm going to do my best to tribute to them. This is Rage Against the Machine, People of the Sun. Last song here at the halftime before we send it back to Z-Bot and Rev for more NFL football. Enjoy, LA.
Come up. Yeah. We gotta turn the bass up on this one. Check it. Since 1516, minds attacked and overseen. That parliament's the ruins of the deadly dream. With their borders and boots on top of us, pulling out on the floor from the top to Metropolis. But how you gonna get what you need to get? The gut eaters, blood drenched, dead offensive like that. The fifth sunset, get back, proclaim. The spirit of God's ever alive and untamed. Now face the fog, now blasting out your speaker. One on one, fire, the shaker. The motion came to try to steal your neighbor, now you got a gun.
Sing it.
And it's for the people of the sun. You're coming back around again. This is for the people of the sun. It's coming back around again.
Come on, LA. So much, LA. Enjoy the rest of the football program. We'll see you on tour. My tickets are available right now on the BuffaloFanatics.com website. Go check it out. Gonna send it back to Rev and Bot for the rest of the halftime show. Hope you enjoy the musical stylings of ZZ Bot. We'll be back with more football after this. And we're back. Welcome back to the Buffalo Fanatics YouTube channel's presentation of week one of the NFL football season here in 2022. Night one, the inaugural game, Bills-Rams, 3-3 is our score. Rev, how did you enjoy the halftime performance by ZZ Bot?
Loved that show. I told you, ZZ Bot is my favorite artist. I am a huge fan of him. And he turned it up exactly how I wanted. Let's get this popping. Hopefully the Buffalo Bills offense heard what was going on and they got hyped off of my man ZZ Bot.
Well, we had some fireworks out on the stage by ZZ Bot. Can the Bills or Rams deliver? The Bills will get the first opportunity to put some sparks of their own out here on the field. Josh Allen, who led the Bills on a late half drive to tie the game, has had a rough start, Rev, but it can be avenged here in the second half. We're all knotted up. We're back to where we started.
It most certainly can. Like you had just mentioned, Bot, the game is tied at 3, and the Buffalo Bills can take advantage right now and turn the tide in their favor.
We will see if that tide can indeed be turned. The Bills were the last to score to end the half with about a second left off the foot of Tyler Bass to knot it up. Under center is Allen. He'll hand it off. And Rev, we're seeing this constant theme yet again for the Bills, where a first and 10 results in next to no yards off the running of Devin Singletary right up the gut. Is it even his fault at this point?
It absolutely isn't. I thought for sure that they would have taken advantage of halftime and come out with doing something differently, but yet and still they intend to do the same thing and get the same results. It's insanity.
You would have thought, and as we have prefaced time and time again throughout the offseason, we were convinced that the departure of Brian Daboll would change things in that department, but I guess not. Devin Singletary, yet again, once again, Rev, we just see a recurring theme. Hand the ball off for little to no gain. At least here, the Bills do get something. They get 4.
Yeah, I mean, that was better than nothing, but here, once again, back-to-back run plays. The Buffalo Bills are not a running football team, so I don't know what they're doing. But at least it's 3rd and short. Hopefully they can capitalize right here.
If you could tell Ken Dorsey one thing right now, what would it be?
Give the ball in Josh's hands and let him cook.
Well, he'll get a shot here. He throws the ball down the field, and it's almost picked off again. Not a good day through the air so far, Ref. 3-7, 15 yards and a pick is Josh Allen's stat line.
This is terrible. This is completely terrible. I don't know what has gotten into the Bills offense, but this is not the same Bills offense that we've come to know and love since last year. Absolutely atrocious.
Certainly isn't. The only highlight really so far has been the punt god. We see him here yet again, another boomer, and the Rams will start with the ball at the 26-yard line. Matt Stafford hasn't had himself a career day either. But he has been playing better than Josh Allen. He just hasn't been able to capitalize on their opportunities. But the man you see on your screen right now, Cooper Kupp, he's had a hell of a day, Rev.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp is doing what we expected a number one wide receiver to do, and the Bills are allowing him to do that. But, you know, the Bills' defense has stepped up when they need to. You know, the bend but don't break defense, and the score is still 3-3. So the Bills' defense got to give them some kind of credit.
Speaking of number one wide receivers, a name I haven't called once today, Stephon Diggs. The Bills need to get him involved later on in this one. Here's Matt Stafford. Time. Throws. Caught. Near side. Looks to be Robert Woods, who's no longer an L.A. Ram, but for the sake of this broadcast, he is, and he gets the Rams 9, Rev.
Yeah, he did, and that was up against the rookie first-round pick, Kyir Elam. Welcome to the NFL, number 24.
Speaking of Robert Woods, I know that Bills fans will be comfortable, or not comfortable, rather, but familiar with seeing him this year. They'll see him against the Tennessee Titans in week 2, their home opener. Handoff, Cam Akers up the middle, and he stuffed Matt Milano. Hello, right into Cam Akers.
That's exactly what we needed to see, because at one point it looked like the Red Sea was parted again, but Matt Milano came in and did what linebackers are supposed to do, which is blow plays up. Great play by Matt Milano.
Apparently that was a first down, I guess. And I shocked there. It looked like Matt Milano had him before the sticks, but first down nonetheless.
Yeah,
end around handoff is to Robert Woods, goes nowhere. 2nd and 8 for the Rams.
Micah Hyde stepping in here again. Here we go. We see him making get another tackle. He's getting closer and closer to the line of scrimmage there.
both these offensive performance so far, Rev, just not as creative as we're used to, especially out of Sean McVay, who, you know, he typically has the whole bag of tricks out there, but not so far. But he doesn't need it on that play. Once
he most certainly doesn't.
Speaking of the Red Sea's parting, Rev, up the middle goes Cam Akers, another first down on the ground.
Another first down. This Buffalo Bills defensive line is getting destroyed. They better get something done here quick.
Take another look. Just absurd. I mean, you really could drive a tractor trailer through that thing. And it's weird, Rev, because throughout this game, we've seen moments where the Bills' defensive line has collapsed, and they've done a good job at getting pressure on the rush. But at other times, it's either hit or miss completely. There's no in between.
No, absolutely not. You're correct. And here we go again. Looks like Ed Oliver is back in the game. Thank you, Ed Oliver, for not spending too much time with that injury. So he's back to shape, it looks like, and with another stop by Ed Oliver. I'm glad that he's healthy and good to go.
Ed Oliver back in the lineup. If you're just joining us, he was injured in the first half, but he's back in there, and he makes the tackle alongside Teron Johnson. Second and 7, handoff again. Up the gut, not much to be found there for Cam Akers, and it brings up 3rd and 5, and the Bills desperately need a stop here, Rev. Just seems like the momentum right now is currently all on the Rams' side.
Yeah, it is. The Buffalo Bills defensive line is, speaking of Ed Oliver, is doing the thing. Watch out for this play right here. This is going to tell you.
Empty backfield, 4 wide, Matt Stafford all day to throw, but he's getting pressure now, and he's taken down. Another sack for this Bills defensive line, and this time it's one of our favorites who's no longer with us, unfortunately, Harrison Phillips with the sack.
Harrison Phillips came in right on time because I was just about to rag on him for letting the seas part, but he decides to come in here with a pressure play, and he makes mincemeat out of that offensive line and Matthew Stafford for the sack.
Shout out to my gorgeous girlfriend, Caroline, for the super sticker. She's tuning in to week 1 of the NFL season. She's not a big football fan, Rev, but she's a fan of the Fanatics, and we enjoy having her in the chat. So thank you, Caroline.
Absolutely.
The LA Rams, rather, punt the ball deep. They pin the Bills at the 9-yard line, and Josh Allen has his work cut out for him. And if the beginning of this game is any indication as to how this drive is going to go, we should be worried. The Bills have not been able to move the ball, and they start all the way at their own 9 here.
Yeah, they are up the creek without a paddle, so to speak. So hopefully they can figure some things out, get creative, move digs around the field here more. I have yet to see Isaiah McKenzie on any end-around plays. You would think that they would take advantage of his speed along the edge.
Wouldn't mind seeing that at all. Just anything at this point. Once again, under center and a handoff, but it works this time. Devin Singletary with room. Singletary finally finding a lane on first down. 12 or 13 yards.
It is about time. That's exactly what we needed to see. And I thought that that play was dead in the water. But you know what? If that was James Cook, he would have taken it to the house. I know. I'm sorry. But I had to throw a little shot right there because it looked like Devin Singletary was running 2 miles an hour. But at least he got the first down.
It looked like he was going to run to the sidelines, Rev, but he stopped himself and continued upfield. Thank God. First down, Buffalo. 69 total yards on the day. Not what you want to see, and neither was that play. Another stuffed handoff. Went to the well one too many times, Rev.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, is Brian Daboll still in Buffalo or Greg Roman? What is going on? This is not the dynamic offense that we've come to expect out of the Buffalo Bills. This is beyond bad.
Allen in the gun. Minute 15 remaining in the third quarter. Allen looks. Got time. Rushes up front. Throws caught. That looks to be Isaiah McKenzie. Yes. Yes. Finally.
There we go.
There's your boy involved in the game.
That's exactly what I was talking about here. We need to see Isaiah McKenzie. He is fast. He is quick. He's twitchy. Give him the ball if Diggs is being covered and we can't get anything else going with the offense.
Sammy coming in saying neither team passing the ball. You have to wonder if the mindset for both offenses coming in was to respect these two elite defenses so much that they stick to the ground game, but it's been hurting both sides, Rep.
Absolutely. You've got to do what got you here in the first place. Stick to your bread and butter. The wheel ain't broke. Don't fix it.
back in the gun. We want to see more of this. The Bills have gone under center too many times. Allen pump fakes, looks downfield, a run far side. He's got room and he's going to take it. Allen first down and more, 40, 35, 30, and he'll slide. First down, Bills, another huge chunk for Allen on the ground.
There we go. Allen is it looks like the pass game is not working, but he's taking advantage of his legs. I wonder why he decided to slide instead of going out of bounds to save time on the clock.
Beautiful field vision for Allen. He goes to the far side near the Bills sideline, sees all that green, and he takes advantage of it. That's the second time tonight that Allen has ripped a massive gainer. Let's see if the Bills can get in the end zone, though, this time. The last time the Bills had a run like that, Allen was sacked the ensuing play.
Once again, he's under center.
Delayed handoff goes nowhere, and that'll wrap up the third quarter. Still knotted up here at three apiece as we head into the last quarter of NFL kickoff here, Thursday night primetime, Bills-Rams at SoFi Stadium. Quick side note for those asking for updated rosters. This is not Madden 23. I did my best to add the big name guys. I added Von Miller, Kair Elam, Jamison Crowder. I do have a job, so I was not able to recreate the entire roster. But for those who do seem to have that type of know-how, feel free to hit the Twitter DMs as we enter into the fourth quarter here. Josh Allen, gun all day, could set up shop right
there. Come on, Josh. Nope. There you go. Take off, Josh.
Delayed reaction with the lag, but Allen gets the first down rep. Beautiful rush by Allen.
Oh, man, absolutely gorgeous. That's exactly what you expect to see out of Josh Allen. 6'5", 240 with legs like that. Take advantage of what the defense gives you.
What I like to see so far from Allen is even though he's not had a good day by any means through the air, he has another asset that he is well aware of, and he's using it to the fullest. Doesn't show up through the air today, fine. I'm going to use my legs to help my team out. That's exactly what he's been doing in this third quarter.
Yes, and it seems like the way these offenses have been playing, it seems like whoever scores the ball first with the touchdown is likely going to win this game.
Handoff outside, Devin Singletary. Not much to work with, but he will get three, and that'll set up second and seven at the 15-yard line. The Bills' first trip inside the red zone all day, Rev.
Yeah, the Rams' defense has been doing a very good job of eliminating what the Buffalo Bills' offense likes to do. But the Buffalo Bills are knocking at the door. Let's see if they can push it down and score.
I formation here. All the troops up front as they're going to run right up the gut. And you basically just tip your hand there as Zach Moss takes the carry. You essentially tell the Rams D what you're doing with that formation. You're fooling nobody right there, Rev.
Yeah, no creativity whatsoever. I mean, you expect that this Buffalo Bills offense would play with some urgency to get in the end zone. Now they are backed up. It's 3rd and 6. And let's see what they're going to do.
3rd and 6. Allen under center. If they hand it off, I swear to God. Good Christ. But they'll get close to the first down, Rev. I do not understand the mindset there on 3rd and 6 with the game on the line.
Play selection has been absolute garbage. I don't know what Ken Dorsey or Brian Dable, whoever it is, was thinking, but handing the ball off on 3rd and 6 was not fooling anybody.
And I got to tell you, the field awareness by Singletary right there was piss poor. I mean, he had the lane. He tried to cut it back in, and by the time he got back out, there was two guys to greet him. So that brings up 4th down and another field goal attempt for Tyler Bass to try and give the Bills the lead with 5 minutes remaining.
Makes you wonder why Sherman's up. That's good.
And he'll silence the crowd.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but you know.
Go ahead. Sorry, Ref.
We're glad that they got points on the board, but you know what? I wonder where the aggression is from Sean McDermott.
Agreed.
The game is close. 4th and 2, you're in the red zone. You haven't been there all day. Why not take a chance and go for it?
You have to wonder if the mindset was, look it, the Rams have not proved on offense enough to justify not taking points here. They only have put up 3 themselves. I do understand the mindset there if you're McDermott. Also, the Bills in yardage today have not come easy. So the 4th down opportunity there, although it did seem enticing, if you're a Bills fan, you got to be happy with the lead right now.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to take what you can get.
Tyler Bass kicks. It doesn't get quite into the end zone. It'll be brought out to the 23-yard line. And now Matt Stafford has 4 minutes and 48 seconds to work with, facing his first deficit of the game.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what's going to happen here, but the Buffalo Bills defense needs to tighten things up because the offense has not been able to do anything so far this game.
My man D. Wally coming in saying Madden has some bad coding where they don't like to throw against other computer, computer versus computer. I would have to imagine that is true because this has been an absolute horrific display of offense on both ends. It's Matt Stafford hands it off. Cam Akers up the middle once again, and this time he'll go for eight. Now, Cam Akers, he's had a pretty productive day today, Rev.
He has done pretty good so far, and the Buffalo Bills defensive line is allowing him to run up the gut, but it seems like they try to shut it down when it gets to third down. Let's see if they can do that again here.
David S. says pick six time. No better time.
Man, wouldn't that be great?
Pick six, and right now, if they even throw the ball, which they will, Stafford throws it outside. First down, it's caught. Robert Woods on the near side. And that'll give the Rams a first down, a much-needed first down with just over four to play. Down by three.
And they stopped the clock.
Well, Rev, if you just looked at the scoreboard, you would think the Bills and Rams were two of the newest NHL teams. The way this one's played out, 6-3. If you're asleep by now, we apologize. Hopefully that halftime show woke you up. Matt Stafford throwing to the ghost of somebody that he knows. I don't know who the hell that was going to.
He took a page out of Josh Allen's book earlier in the game right there.
I don't know who's had the worst throw today. Both these quarterbacks are competing for one of the worst outings we have ever seen. We'll get another opportunity to see him throw.
Definitely not MVP caliber play performances by these two quarterbacks. That is for sure.
Five wide, empty back. Stafford throws under the middle. He's got Robert Woods for a quick gain. Should be about eight. Nine, rather. And we just hit the four-minute mark as the Rams are getting something together here. In respect to what they've done earlier, well, they have to get it done now if they want to get this game knotted up.
Yeah, the Bills are doing everything that they can defensively to keep this Rams team right in front of them. They're not giving up any deep plays, which is good.
Stafford, he'll throw again. Caught. There's Cooper Kupp, his first catch of the whole half. And look out, Rev. These Rams are cooking a little bit here.
They're coming, but that was a missed tackle again by the defense, this time by the way of Micah Hyde. They've got to get that guy on the ground.
I mean, look at that coverage. I mean, for Christ's sake, Rev, you and I could have made that play right there. Just nowhere to be found in the Bills' defensive backfield right there.
I don't know what they're doing, but they need to get their heads out of there. You know what's before this game is over.
Richard coming in saying on the plus side, no penalties. You're right. I don't think there's been a flag all day. That's got to be an NFL record. Stafford throws incomplete. Pass dropped. Stafford's stat line 13 to 20, a buck 17. I think you could put those numbers up, Rev.
Hey, don't tempt me. I think I really could. Sign me up.
3 minutes left. Rams in Bills territory, 42-yard line. First time they've trailed all day. Stafford steps up into the pocket. He throws. He's got a man wide open. First down.
Who's covering? It looks like some Levi Wallace type of coverage there.
Seems to me, Rev, the Bills are playing the same defensive scheme they played against the Chiefs in the remaining 13 seconds of the fourth quarter of the divisional playoff game.
Do not remind me of those 13 seconds. I do not want to relive that, but it looks like the defense is going to let me do it anyway.
Bills once again spread out on D. Stafford all day to throw. He does. He's got a man again. Now I'm noticing here, Rev, there's just no coverage in the middle of the field, and Stafford's picking them apart on this drive.
Yeah, the Bills defense is just allowing them to do whatever they want and across the middle of the field. I don't know what they expect. I don't know if they're afraid of these guys here, but it doesn't make any sense. They've got to be more aggressive defending these Rams.
Well, as boring as this game has been, it is getting a bit exciting as we hit the two-minute warning. The Rams are in scoring territory, down by three. And the one thing this game would need, Rev, it would be overtime. The fans are demanding it. So we'll see if the Rams can pull it off as they have 2 minutes to work with, second and two at the Bills' 21-yard line. Here's the snap. Stafford throws. Caught. Dropped, rather.
There we go.
You don't see Cooper Kupp drop many, especially when he's that wide open, but he does drop it, and it brings up third and two.
Absolutely. The defense, they got lucky right there. Hopefully they can keep these guys out of the end zone and limit the Rams to 3 points.
This is the most throwing we've seen all game. Stafford has thrown the ball at least five or six consecutive times. Make it another one as he throws. Caught. Stafford connects. OBJ at the 7-yard line, and the Rams are knocking on the door.
Absolutely wide, stinking open. How in the world did they allow him to get that open?
No huddle, go the Rams. 1.5 left, and they are right near pay dirt. Stafford all day. He'll throw out to Akers near the sidelines. Not sure if he kept his feet in bounds. And he did, and they'll lose 4. That grab actually results in a 4-yard loss for the Rams.
Well, you don't see that happening too often.
1:27 here, Rev. What's the strategy if you're Sean McVay?
Well, I think you have to continue to be aggressive and eat as much time off this clock as you can.
And he's done the exact opposite. That's 2 straight plays where they go from picking apart the Bills' middle of the defense to throwing it out towards the sideline and then running it up the gut, and it's resulted in 5 yards of lost yards.
You see, sometimes I think a lot of these play callers, they get too smart for their own good.
Just over 1 minute left. Snap. Stafford, 3rd and goal. He looks towards the end zone. Does he have a man? No. Incomplete.
Excellent coverage there.
And not much of a decision here, I'm sure, for Sean McVay. Since the Rams are on the 12-yard line, they'll look to send the field goal unit out to tie this one up. Rev, I spoke on it 1 minute ago. Overtime was looming, and it definitely seems like a possibility now.
You certainly did, but you know what? The Buffalo Bills are going to have quite a bit of time on this clock to at least march down the field for a game-winning field goal, potentially. Let's see if they can do it.
Holds good. Kick is up, and it's through the uprights, and we are knotted up, folks. 6 apiece here at SoFi Stadium with under 1 minute left. This is what we've been waiting for, baby. It's back, and we are approaching yet another OT thriller for our Buffalo Bills.
We have got ourselves a game, but are you excited? Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Hit on your feet, Bills Mafia. 54 seconds left, 6 all, and Josh Allen with 3 timeouts will have a chance to lead the Bills to victory. Kickoff does not reach the end zone. It'll be taken out only to the 20-yard line. Goes Isaiah McKenzie. So the Bills will start there. 51 seconds, all 3 timeouts. Take me inside the mind right now with Ken Dorsey, Rev. What do we expect to see here with 51 seconds?
Well, I mean, in 4 quarters of football, I expected them to see another conservative approach. But if it were me, you have to take shots down the field and take this game by the you-know-what. The Bills need to do whatever it takes to win this game.
How about, for the love of everything that's holy, we get the ball in the hands of Stephon Diggs, who has not been targeted once. Empty backfield, 4 wide. Allen, he'll look down the field. He surveys. He throws deep. He's got a man. Gabriel Davis, his first grab of the day, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
There we go.
Clock is ticking, however. No timeout called. What is Sean McDermott doing? Get off your knees and take a timeout.
Call a timeout.
For God's sakes.
He waited 10 seconds before he decided to call a timeout.
What is this clock management, Rev?
Again, you know, Sean McDermott has a tendency to have some weird, questionable decisions, especially as it relates to clock management, time management. This better not bite them in the butt.
31 seconds after the egregious time left off the clock by McDermott. Allen scrambles, throws, caught. Stays in bounds, does Devin Singletary, and there we go. McDermott.
Now you call a timeout. Now you call a timeout after wasting 10 seconds.
The last thing you wanted to do there was a quick out route and stay in bounds, but it's exactly what the Bills offense does. They're still on their own 40, 25 seconds left, 2nd and 6, and they're down to their final timeout. Rev, you really got to think about throwing the ball deep here. You're getting down to your last few chances.
You've got to take a shot. I mean, the game is tied. You at least have overtime to play with, but take shots down the field.
Allen from the gun. He'll throw. Caught. Beautifully executed on the sideline.
Nice.
Josh Allen finally coming through the air today on the sideline. A toe-touching grab.
Toe-drag swag, I believe is what they call it, Bot.
That is what the kids are calling it these days, and it's our boy, Lil Dirty, Isaiah McKenzie coming in the clutch.
Didn't I tell you Dirty needs to get the ball? That's the man who needs to get the ball. Let's get it.
Bills are on the right side of the field now. Rams territory, 49. 19 seconds left. Allen all day to throw.
Throw the ball, Josh. Throw the ball.
Scrambles. Goes deep. Does he got him? And he does. Josh Allen's got him out of the 10-yard line.
Oh, my gosh.
Josh Allen.
Jamison Crowder.
Jamison Crowder, the newest addition to the Bills wide receiver room, catches the ball at the 5 or 6 yard line, make it the 8 yard line, a 41 yard grab for the Buffalo Bills. And after a timeout, they have set themselves up to win this one with 5 seconds left.
Unbelievable. Josh Allen again.
The Rams will try to ice the kicker. Rev, take me through that last play. What came out of the Bills offense that wasn't there all day?
Time. They had time. Josh Allen surveyed the field. It looked like he was going to scramble and take off. He found a guy wide open down the field. Jamison Crowder, a guy that has not been targeted all game long, but comes in the clutch, baby.
It all comes down to the leg of Tyler Bass. 5 seconds left to give the Bills the lead and ultimately the victory. Snap, hold, kick is up, and it's good. Tyler Bass in the clutch gives the Bills the 9-6 lead. And with 2 seconds left, Rav, it's looking inevitable. The Bills will start 1-0.
Unbelievable play. An unbelievable clutch performance by Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense. Where has that been all game long? But it doesn't matter. They came through when they needed to. Now let's hope. Let's hope that these 2 seconds don't turn into.
We've seen a handful of seconds come back to bite us in the ass before, but with 2 seconds left, unless a miracle happens for the LA Rams, the Bills will be leaving SoFi Stadium with a 1-0 record. Tyler Bass lined up, kicks it deep. Beautifully executed. Where was that? Against the Chiefs. It's out and it's over, folks. It's over. Signed, sealed, delivered. The Bills have won this one. They knocked off the defending champs.
The Buffalo Bills did it. They came into SoFi Stadium, pressure on them. Offense not playing well, but it doesn't matter. In the end, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense found a way to steal a victory against the defending Super Bowl champion, Los Angeles Rams. You've got to love it, bud.
You absolutely have to love it. Now, of course, we would not expect the Bills to come out and play the way they did. But ultimately, all that matters at the end of the day is getting that victory. That's exactly what the Bills do, and they improved to 1-0. But you will be hearing from Bills Mafia all week about the ineptness that we saw on both sides of the field, especially on offense.
Oh, you most certainly will hear from Bills Mafia. They are going to let them have it. But for now, let's eat this dub.
Eat it up, Jameis Winston style.
You know it.
You gotta love it. Bills start 1-0. Love it. Hey, that was a lot of fun. Hey, yeah, Brock. Yeah, we're having a little fun in the offseason. Sorry to ruin your night, pal. You didn't like it.
Kick rocks, Brock.
Too bad, Brock. I mean, good guy. We're out here trying to have a good time. I had fun. Rev, did you have fun?
Oh, I had a blast. I had an absolute blast.
I feel
bad
for Brock. You know, he was really hoping for, you know, something that wasn't, I don't know. I mean, what does he want? I mean, that was a good time. I had a good time.
You can't please everybody. You know what I'm saying? And Brock is definitely not the kind of guy.
Well, Rev, you need to get a life. He is highly disappointed. Brock is highly disappointed, and you need to get a life, Rev, because this is a freaking video game. Okay. It's a video game, not real life.
And for somebody who didn't like it, he started spending 1 hour and 20 minutes talking about how he did not like it. Don't find something else. I guess you don't have any time. You guess you have nothing better to do with your life, Brock, but troll. Go troll somewhere else. Find you a hobby. Do something else. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
I got to tell you, Rev, if that winds up being the game week one, I am going to probably jump off my back deck.
I'm going to be highly disappointed. There's no doubt about it.
God. Listen, I don't know, and this is, you know, and as we exit character here, we were in character for very long. That was a lot of fun. I had no idea. I've never done a simulation like that. I had no idea that the coding was that bad. I was hoping to see bombs. I was hoping to see like a 40-30 game or something like that.
That sim was awful.
Terrible.
Garbage. I'm surprised they allowed the Buffalo Bills to even come through in the clutch at the end. I thought it was terrible. But I guess you also have to consider the fact that it wasn't the updated rosters, but still, nonetheless, I mean, it was the same on both ends. Robert Woods still there. I mean, it was bad. it was bad. But we got the dub, baby.
Apologies for the lag on that. I know it's a little bit laggy on the stream. It's my first time trying. I think so. What the PlayStation does, it gives you the chance to like stream it. So I my PlayStation's at the house and it's streaming to my studio, and then I'm doing it through here. I think if we do this again, which I think we should with the updated game, the Madden 23, because I think that would be more fun. I should do it. I should bring the PlayStation locally. I think that would help. I think if I plugged it right in, that would probably be better. Mm-hmm.
It was still cool, man. It was still cool.
Yeah, I thought that would be a fun idea.
Shout out, man. Hey, I want everybody right now just to give some love to my man Bot Z, aka ZZ Bot, for that halftime performance.
Oh,
dude,
baby,
that was incredible, man. That was incredible.
That is my I'm not the best at it, but that is my all time favorite game. I used to play that game when I was a kid until my freaking fingers fell off. I loved Guitar Hero. I don't know why. I wish they would make another one. They made another one a few years ago and they completely redesigned the guitar and it sucked. I wish they would bring the old one back, man. But they created this thing. Speaking of people who are hacking in here doing the new rosters and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know who these super minds were that literally created an online simulator where you can play almost any song known to man on Guitar Hero on the computer. It's that's the coolest thing. Yeah, and then some dudes just made it in their basement or something. It's pretty crazy. Really?
That's dope, man. That's dope. But you did a great job, man. You a whole lot better than I could have done.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
So what's before we wrap up shop, what was new in the NFL this week? I'm trying to think. Rack my brain. It was kind of a slow week. That's kind of why I thought this would be a good idea. This week was, we've been lucky. Towards the end of the offseason here, it's usually super slow. We have had stuff to talk about. There has been stuff happening, which is good. Oh, I know. Training camp right around the corner, folks. Training camp next week up here in Rochester, St. John Fisher College. You can get your tickets now online if they're not sold out. I'm not sure what the deal with that is. But my dad is a lacrosse coach. He had practice over at Fisher the other day, and he sent me a picture. There are some Bills buses already parked over at Fisher's.
Oh, so they're
getting geared up, ready to go. I love that. Oh, here's one for you, Rob. I was talking to my barber earlier. I was getting my hair cut. And he was like, you think they like living in the dorms? I'm like, I got to think they do. I feel like that's really cool. It's not like you're doing it forever. You're doing it for, a week or so. I think it is team building thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Don't you think so too?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I think I think Josh even mentioned it. It just builds camaraderie. The guys are close together. I mean, they're just having fun. Josh is cracking jokes. They're playing video games. I mean, it's, in the comfort of their own home, back in Buffalo as they did last year, granted, the team already has a lot of rapport with one another, but still, it's completely different when you're rooming up with somebody, and it's just them all day long. You've got to think that this is a great way to build even more camaraderie, and especially with the new guys,
because
they have a lot of new guys that got inserted into this team here this offseason.
Well, the first thing I think of is when they came out that Josh Allen does all the D's nuts jokes, I just see him being a total goofball.
He's crazy, man. We know he's crazy. I wish we could get some behind the scenes footage, with Josh Allen just cracking crazy jokes. Because we see it a little bit. He's got that wit about him. That humor about him. But I want to see him, just uncouth behind the scenes. I don't know how in the world we can get somebody.
I know, dude.
Like,
imagine being a fly on the wall in those dorms, when no one's around and they're just screwing around. I mean, that's got to be. It's funny. I literally just had this conversation the other day. I'm still best friends with my college roommate, and he's the one who travels around with me to a lot of these Dave Matthews shows. And we just, we travel all the time. So we're talking. The other day, we're talking about the dorms, and we look back on it. When you're in the dorms, you can't wait to get out and go into the house and get a house and stuff because you want more freedom or whatever. But when you look back on it, man, the dorms were the height, man. The dorms were the coolest thing. I mean, there was nothing cooler Yeah. You open your door and then all your other buddies are next door, the door over. Everybody you know is on the same hall. Everything you do, it's just a weird way to live. But at the same time, it's a lot of fun. You never really get to experience anything like it again. That's why I think it's cool these guys get to do something like that again.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, 100%. And I've never had that opportunity to do that myself. So I can imagine what it's like. And you've got these guys bringing TVs, bringing, you know, beds and games and all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, to the dorm rooms. They're gonna have a blast. They're gonna have a blast, and these guys deserve it, man. Absolutely.
Hey, shout out Brock. He's being a good guy. There was no hard feelings, Brock. We thought I take getting a life. You know, when you say get a life, I take that personally because you know in this economy, getting a life ain't cheap, man. It, Rav, you know that stuff ain't cheap. You go when Brock says go get a life. I mean, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Go to the store and get one? They're too expensive now, man.
It's expensive to get a life. You know, I thought we had one.
I thought so too, but if we had to get a new one, look at Rep. Look at, I just opened
inflation,
up
inflation, man.
I got nothing but lint in there. I got lint and a piece of gum in the pocket. I can't go get one right now.
Yeah, no.
As you can see, I spent all my money on ZZ Bot's new upcoming tour.
Oh yes, you did.
On this merch.
Yes, you did.
I got the hat and all that stuff.
Hey, I will be there.
Before we wrap up, Rev, I think the biggest thing that came out this weekend for the Bills, and you know, it's made rounds a little bit, but we haven't gotten a chance to talk about it. Dawson Knox comments on Josh Allen. I don't know. Did you see these?
When was this?
This was this week. Dawson Knox was on a show or a podcast this week, and he was asked about, you know, Josh Allen being his quarterback, and he says, quote, it's everyone's dream to play with a guy like Josh Allen.
Wow.
And that's kind of made its rounds this week. It's in one person. I as you know, I've told you a million times, I'm a big Colin Cowherd fan. I listen to him every day. Mm-hmm. He had a piece about it. And I thought what he said was brilliant because I love hearing our mindset be emphasized by the national media. Cause it's not often that happens, but Colin Cowherd said that he's never seen a quarterback like Josh Allen other than Ben Roethlisberger, which ironically enough, I think is funny. Cause you know, Allen has been compared to Roethlisberger as far as play style is concerned before, but he said he's never seen a quarterback fit the mold of a city quite like Josh Allen does. And you and I and everybody else here, we constantly talk about that. And I thought that was really cool. But Dawson Knox saying what everybody's thinking, and that just doubles down on what we already know. And that's, you know, Josh Allen, the guy.
We are fortunate. We are so fortunate to have a guy like Josh Allen. And like you said, it's one thing to get a guy who's very talented, but it's a whole nother thing to get a guy who just fits like a glove for Buffalo.
Yeah.
He is Buffalo. I've never been to Buffalo before, but I can imagine when I look at Josh Allen, he's everything that Buffalo is. I mean, he's a great guy, hard worker. And he's just it, man. And we are so fortunate and I'm glad to have this guy on our team. So it's no, I'm not surprised that Dawson Knox would say something like that. I mean, when you look at the relationship that those guys have, and then on top of that, the talent and what this guy is willing to do on the field for his teammates, it seems like anybody would be wanting to beat down the doors of One Bills Drive to come play for a guy like this.
It'd be hard to find anybody who loves Josh Allen more than Bills Mafia. And we are going to go. I forgot that Evan is still out in the parking lot. I hope to God he doesn't have alcohol poisoning by this point. But Bills did get the 9-6 W. And we need to check in with Evan out in the lots now to see how Bills Mafia is celebrating. Evan, talk to me, man. How is Bills Mafia handling the 9-6 riveting victory over the LA Rams out in California?
Well, my man's muted.
He's muted. I think he's still a little
Sorry, lost. Sorry. Bills Mafia is too loud. But now.
Yeah,
right. So obviously when the Buffalo Bills win a game 9-6, their first instant thought is going back to the playoff game, you know, against the Jags where we lost 9-6.
Christ, that's right.
But you know, we kinda turn things around a little bit and the Bills win a close game against the defending Super Bowl champs and we knock them off. It was a close game. Josh Allen didn't play great for the first three quarters, but when it mattered the most, Josh Allen stepped up and delivered a dime to newly free agent acquisition wide receiver Jameson Crowder, and he made a big play. And then, you know, obviously Tyler Bass, Mr. Clutch, I think he was an underrated player in this game, going three for three in the most important aspects of the game, scoring all our points for us. And you got to give the defense a lot of credit as well. You know, they held the Rams to 6 points. I mean, that's the defending Super Bowl champions. I mean, when you look at the Rams offense, they got Matt Stafford, a top quarterback in football, Cooper Kupp, the reigning Triple Crown King, Cam Akers, who was, eating us up all night, but Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano made a lot of key stops. You know, the D-line wasn't there all game, but, you know, when it mattered the most, the defense came through and stopped the Rams in our red zone and made a key stop to make them take that field goal and give Josh at least one more chance to get us downfield. Even though Sean McDermott's time management was a little shaky at the end, Josh Allen said, "Sean, we don't need that time. We're going to go down and score."
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable. Really take the able to pull it off after that. That was brutal. What's the average blood alcohol content in the parking lot right now?
For legal reasons, I can't say.
Yeah, I think that's probably for the best. Yeah. Yeah. Boys, what do you got going on the rest of the week? Anything exciting for the weekend coming up here next week? What's good with it?
Well, you know what? I don't know, man. You know, I'm getting a hair of my butt. I may hop on and do a surprise thing, you know, tomorrow. Ooh. I'm not too sure.
If you were to do such a thing, what would you consider talking about?
You know, I'm thinking about hold on. Matter of fact, I think I had written it down. I'm talking about perhaps is Trey White a top five cornerback in this league?
Saw he got snubbed out of the top 10 list the other day by a reputable source.
He got snubbed. He did.
So did Poyer and Hyde, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that to me is just laughable. I don't even know how you can make a list without those two.
Again, the Bills are getting hated on. Here's another one. Is Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano a top linebacking tandem in the National Football League? Yeah, don't answer that question right now. But I'm thinking about diving into it tomorrow night. I think I'm going to hijack the Rico report tomorrow night. I don't know, guys. What do you think I should do? You let me know in the chat. Do you think I should hop on here and just hijack the Rico report, the Friday Night Live Rico Report edition? I know we're missing Rico. I mean, he's been in.
He'll be back next week. I know. He's taking a sabbatical here, my man, Rico.
He is taking a sabbatical.
It's felt like he's been gone for a month.
It really has, which is weird. His time's been flying, but it does feel like he's been gone forever.
No, to answer your question, the Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds discussion, if we looked at the way they played this game, if they play like that this season.
I'll tell you what, they did step up. They were out. Well, when they decided to get up on the line of scrimmage, there were other plays where you might as well have had the whole entire defense lay on their back the way they were running the ball up the middle. But
they came through. And if Tremaine Edmonds plays like that.
Yeah.
Ching. This guy's going to
get doubt. He's gonna what's good with you the rest of the week? What do you got going on? Anything good? Any parties?
Tomorrow. Well, yeah, kind of. Tomorrow I'm going to Thomas Rhett and Darien Lake.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I'll be at Thomas Rhett tomorrow. That'll be fun. A little country concert.
You've been to shows at Darien, I'm sure, before, right? Why is it always I've
been at a few.
It's always just it's a cluster F every time there. Why is that?
I don't know.
You experience the same thing where it's just a complete shit show every time?
Hey, man. You don't remember it.
Don't get me wrong. I love
That's the beautiful part of it. You don't remember it. No. So Darien Lake's been having a lot of concerts, whether that's been, cancellation of with COVID and just everything else. We've been having a lot of concerts here. We just had Morgan Wallen a couple weeks ago.
That's right. Yeah. I've never even heard him. I don't know what he sings. I don't know Morgan Wallen. I don't know him. Is he good?
He's pretty good. He's good. His concert was probably the biggest ever having all year. I think
I saw Pitbull. So many people on my Instagram. You would have thought everybody I knew was there.
Yeah, so we're having Pitbull in 2 weeks. We have Thomas Rhett tomorrow. We have, I think, Logic and Wiz Khalifa are coming here too. So we have a pretty good lineup coming. And I think I think Jason Aldean might be coming. I could be wrong, but I think he's coming to Buffalo, whether that's KeyBank or Darien. I believe he's coming. And then after the concert, I have just a couple grad parties over the weekend. Other than that, nothing too much.
I love it. Buffalo is the home of country music. All my Buffalo buddies love country music. I hate it. I just hate it.
Hate it?
Hate it, bro. Wow. I know. I can't do it.
You kind of give me country vibes a little bit. I feel like you'd be in the country.
I know. People think that, especially because of the Dave Matthews thing. But the thing is, people get this twisted. Dave Matthews is not remotely country. It's alternative rock. People often get that confused. So they think that I'm a country guy. But, dude, I got to tell you, my personal hell would be a padded room with country music on shuffle all day long, nonstop. That would be my own personal hell, you know? You like country, Rev? You're down south. I do.
I'm not like a huge diehard fan, but you know, I can listen to some country and get down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I love it. I do. Zach, we should go to a country concert.
I know. I need to get to one. I think I'm going. Speaking of Al Dean, I think for my girlfriend's mom's birthday, we're going to see him at SPAC, maybe. So that would be my first one. I mean, maybe I'll feel
different. Come down to Darien. We'll get you hooked up in a concert.
Well, you know I'm going to a concert this weekend. It's not a Darien. I'm going down to Camden, New Jersey this weekend. Mm. And then, you know, my good pal Dave Matthews, he's up in Rochester this weekend, Sunday in Canandaigua for a little CMAX show. So I got a triple header this weekend, boys. I'm very excited. Nice. And I got to hit the road early in the morning. So I think we're going to call it an evening. Hey, folks, thanks for sticking around with us tonight for something a little bit different, something a little fun. We are trying our best this offseason to really shake it up and spice it up, and we hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, it's okay, because we're going to be back to our regular scheduled programming next week. Rev, you might be here tomorrow night, and if he is, make sure to tune in Buffalo Fanatics YouTube channel. He'll let you know on his socials, right, Rev?
No doubt about it, baby. Follow me at Rated Rev on Twitter. You know where to find me. Stay tuned.
Love that. And then, Ev, if you're out and about this weekend in Darien Lake at a country concert and you bump into Ev, buy the Ev dog a beer. He did a great job tonight out in the lots. He deserves one. What do you think, Ev?
Yeah, right. Yeah, these Bills Mafia fans really get you going, especially when there's no penalties. There's not a lot to do. So we're just in the lot having a lot of fun time. And well,
I figured the lots would be loaded because the tickets to the Rams game is like 15 grand for 300 level. So
So right over here, like obviously there's a lot of fans that couldn't get their tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have a Bills watch party outside, and that's where I was the entire time. I mean, there was no penalty, so I just came back and just had a party with the Bills Mafia.
You can't beat it. Hey, in our book, the Bills are 1-0 in the virtual simulator. It was ugly, but it's a W. We will be back. Regular scheduled programming next week, Thursday night, same place. Not Madden Simulation. We'll find something to talk about next week. We always do. But until then, enjoy your weekend. Ev, enjoy your concert. Rev, enjoy your weekend. And all of you lovely Buffalo Fanatics fans, we'll see you next week. We're out. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
And once again, this is the part of the show where I have a tough time finding the outro. I'm going to play the crowd cheering again for ZZ Bot. Here they go.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.